van Wyk's got the scoop.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of South African football, you would know of Bloem Celtic, a premiership club for many, many years. I'll get into the history of the club in a bit, but if you didn't know, they are no longer after being bought, and with that came a relocation and a name change. Bloem Celtic was founded back in 1969. It was known as Mangaung United back in the day. It was founded by Norman Motobisa and Victor Mahatane. They then sold it to Petrus Molemela in the 1980s. He then sold his shares to a former player, Jimmy Augusti, who eventually sold it to the most recent owner, Max Chabalala. The club only spent 3 years outside the top flight of South African football. They were relegated at the end of the season in 2001. They then came back at the start of 2004 and remained there until last season. They won their first trophy in 1985, winning the Mainstay Cup. They won the MTN 8 in 2005. They were runners-up in that competition last year in 2020. They have a Telkom knockout to their name and were runners-up in the Nedbank Cup last season as well. The sale of the club is now complete. Max Chabalala receiving 50 million rand for the club, being bought by businesswoman Shon Mkize, or Mamkize as she's known. So with the sale, it's basically the premiership status that's being sold, essentially. We know about the story of Royal AM. I think I had it on Extra Time episode. They didn't earn automatic promotion to the premiership. That went to Sekhukhune United because of something that happened in the NFD season last year that saw Sekhukhune being awarded 3 points, which put them at the top of the table to earn that automatic promotion. And at the end of the season, Royal AM, they then boycotted the promotion relegation playoffs due to the ongoing legal battle with Sekhukhune United and the PSL. So now that Mamkize has bought the status of Bloem Celtic, the club will now relocate and undergo a name change to Royal AM. And some of the comments that I've seen online say that Free State won't be the same again. Not only the supporters not having anyone to support anymore, but the local economy. Some families relied on match days at the stadium to earn money. For me, I think I've said this before when Wits premiership status was bought up, but I really do think that some sort of rule should be put in place regarding the buying of premiership statuses. Maybe like a rule you can't change or rename the club you're buying, or something along those lines. Getting into the premiership without merit is just using money. It makes me feel uncomfortable as a football fan, because that's not how a football pyramid works, in my opinion. You have to earn your place in the top flight of football. Maybe you have another way of looking at it. Let me know on social media. His name is Jude. But yeah, that's what I have for you today. This is a real bit of extra time. This is where the referee builder whistle because it's finished.
Take it up.